Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our message has been straightforward and simple, and it's true. The border is closed.
Do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security.
We have a secure border.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border.
I want to repeat my assurance to our audience this morning that the border is, in fact, secure.
No, he said that the border is secure.
No.
Is it still the position of the administration that the border is secure?
Our position is that we need to do more at the border.
The way I figure it, we're on pace to hit 12 million migrants coming in the country in the Biden administration. 12 million, that's equivalent to the entire population of our state.
You got about 1.9 million, something like that, in known and unknown gotaways.
Yeah, I want Border Patrol.
And you don't know, you don't know.
To go after terrorists.
You don't know how many have come in.
If we let people come into this country,
answer the question, Mr. Fire.
I am answering the question.
No, you're not.
We would have a much better,
Mr. Beyer,
more secure border.
Mr. Beyer, you don't know.
You will know who I am. You're not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am.
Breaking news into CNN. Out of the Supreme Court, this is a major battle between the Biden administration and Texas.
By a 5-4 vote, along largely ideological lines, the Supreme Court has allowed the Biden administration to continue having access to the border and to take down that razor wire.
Everybody keeps putting faith in the Supreme Court to do the right thing. But today they said Texas, even on Texas land, can't put up barbed wire, can't have state police, can't have Texas Guard try to stop the invasion happening that Mayorkas and Biden created. They told the illegals when Biden was running for office, when I win, surge the border.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
They've set up UN camps all over Central and South America to bring them into the country. The same invasion strategy that was used on Europe in the last 15 years.
The billionaire George Soros says he's investing $500 million to startups founded by refugees.
George Soros has funded an app to help illegal immigrants avoid federal immigration authorities. What's happening as a result? Is there somebody being prosecuted?
It's also a crime. 8 U.S.C. section 1327, which is aiding and abetting the unlawful entry of persons into the United States. This app is pretty outrageous. Not only does it allow the unlawful illegal alien to have all the magic language they need to plead their case, but it provides notice to their friends and family. It alerts their attorney.
So in a consortium of the U.S. government and communist China and the UN, they built these giant refugee centers and fly people and pay them to come and stage and invade the United States. Because if they built a UN camp in northern Mexico, it'd be too obvious, so they do it in Panama and other areas. And yes, the feds under the Constitution are in control of the border. Texas has emergency powers. In the federalist system, the feds aren't in charge. Federalist system means it's a separation of powers and a division of powers, 50-50 between the states and the feds. The feds are captured. So this is a constitutional crisis. We can't be naive and think the Supreme Court is going to save us. We have to wake up the public. We have to elect local officials. We have to remove the Soros prosecutors in local elections. We have to mobilize to stop this. So this is a military operation run by the UN, funded by our own government. And until Congress, here's the key, talks about the fact that the State Department's funding the majority of this, we have no prayer. But if we simply wake up to the fact that it's an organized criminal action, it's over. So call Congress, call talk radio, make this video go mega viral that this is run by our own government against us.
So, you know, we do have a very affluent community, a lot of big homes, and what I'd like to do is direct staff to create a sign-up sheet. So, you know, for individuals that would be willing to house migrant families.
But they are on the wrong side of history. Please understand that this is replacement migration. Now, this is the globalist endgame, and this is the new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Your class has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order.
All has changed, changed utterly, and a terrible beauty has been born.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Tedros, Bill Gates, all of them have said a new virus is coming to bring in the New World Order. The Queen of the Netherlands said that, to bring in the world cashless ID, and I couldn't think of a better person than Dr. Stella Emanuel to join us in this hour. Because we've had other medical doctors on where they're injecting people with live Ebola vaccine that is shedding and actually causing Ebola-like cases in people that have low immune systems. I know personally there's a lot of unprecedented illness, people getting super sick with Ebola, with COVID-like symptoms, but not without the fever. We know deaths are at record levels, way worse than 2000, 2001, 2020, 2021, 2023. I mean, there is a lot of craziness that is going on. But before we go to her, I wanted to play a couple of newscast clips here. This is local Fox News. This is mainstream news now, but this is news actually reporting it, TV news, that in the so-called COVID injections are a bunch of DNA, including cancer viruses. And if you take that, with the other pathogen that's in these shots, it causes all sorts of haywire, and Dr. Stella Emanuel can speak to that. I want to play that, and then back-to-back from the grave, the great Dr. Zelenko, this is over 2 years ago, predicting what was going to happen. There's a class of viruses called single-strand RNA, included in all COVID strains, influenza viruses, RSV, Marburg virus, Ebola, Hunta, same treatment using zinc. But they don't want you to know about that. So this is a bombardment going on. Nothing much happened in 2000. Some deaths, mainly hospitalization, denying care. Big deaths 2021, 2022, 23 from the shots. That's all come out. And now record deaths going on. Going into 2024, we're now here, 23 days into it, and there's almost no coverage of the death. So it's just wild. Here's a couple of those clips. We'll get her take on it.
Florida Surgeon General says for us to stop getting the COVID vaccine.
Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie is joining us live in the Alert Center tonight. So, Hannah, he says what's in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is a problem.
Yeah, Luann, John, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo says he has safety concerns pertaining to the discovery of billions of DNA fragments found per dose in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And he says those concerns have not been addressed by the FDA or the CDC. Dr. Latipo says if the risks of DNA integration with COVID vaccines cannot be addressed, then the vaccines aren't appropriate for use in humans. He says he sent letters to the heads of the FDA and the CDC specifically questioning how this would impact humans in three main areas. Healthy human genes being transformed into cancerous cells, chromosomal instability, and how the integration could affect unintended parts of the body, such as the heart, brain, lungs, even the injection site itself. We asked a local doctor, Michael Sparks, to weigh in. Dr. Sparks telling us with the state surgeon general saying one thing and the FDA another, health providers are left stuck in the middle.
You know, new things are scary. If we look back historically, we've introduced new medications that we were told were very safe, were going to be very effective, and they turned out not to be safe or effective, and they caused a lot of birth defects, things like that. So it's not unreasonable to be worried about things that are new.
So there's a class of viruses called single-stranded RNA viruses. And some of those viruses include all the COVID strains, COVID-19, influenza virus, RSV virus, Marburg virus, Ebola virus, Hanta virus, and there are a few others. The point being is that they all are single-stranded RNA viruses that use the same common pathway in making copies of their genetic material. That's something called RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. That's what I've been talking about for the last 2 years in the context of COVID-19. But if we extrapolate that to think more broadly, then it's the same mechanism of treatment using zinc ionophores, and zinc could inhibit all the strains of COVID-19, influenza virus, RSV virus, Ebola virus, Marburg virus, and hantavirus. This has tremendous amount of national security implications, and I don't think anyone realizes this. And so I'm pleading with our scientists and the honest people in our government to investigate this, because as the recent chatter in the news is going, we're seeing hemorrhagic fever from China. There's concern about Marburg virus, hantavirus, and Ebola virus. These viruses carry, you know, to some estimates, 90% death rates. So I think there may be a solution to all these huge public health and bioterrorist problems, all with one simple, cheap, oral approach. Basically,
well, you go back 4 years ago, it was Dr. Stella Emanuel, people like Dr. Zelenko, who I love both, who were telling the truth. And man, as time goes on, they are evergreen. They just get stronger and stronger. All right, I've been wanting to get her on. I thought she was going to be in studio today. We got her wires crossed, but it's fine. She's welcome back next week. Who cares? She's not in studio. She's down by Houston at her offices, drstellamd.com. I wanted to get her on about the medical doctor I had on last week, Dr. Bartlett, and his whole public documents about injecting live Ebola vaccine. They had meant to give you Ebola in their own documents. And she sent me even more, like we're talking 50 documents at least. I mean, I got like so much stuff is coming out my ears here of all the stuff I didn't know was going on. So we know record deaths happening, and they're covering it up right now. And everybody I know is either sick or their family's sick, but it's weird, no fever. And I haven't been sick since COVID 3 years ago. And I myself have felt like I've been, even though I'm taking all the right stuff, run over by a truck, but I'm still able to operate. Other people are just super sick right now. So we'll get into all that. But she also wanted to get into the war in the Middle East, the open borders, what she sees in the master plan. We'll go a little bit in the next hour so that she has plenty of time to hit all of this. And we're also going to talk about, obviously, therapeutics and the systems God gave us to defend ourselves and protect ourselves. So Dr. Stella Emanuel, a medical doctor, very successful physician, and one of the original people, one of the OGs, as they'd say, very early on at the press conferences, right there with Zelenko and others, totally vindicated. So Dr. Stella Emanuel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to come on with you. Like I said, you were right on so many things. We don't want to be right, but unfortunately, we're right on a lot of things that we've been talking about. Like what late Dr. Z was saying right there, we've been screaming since 2020 that this virus, or so-called virus, is treatable. And today, it really hurts me when Like I saw a report 2 weeks ago that about 1,500 people are still dying daily from COVID in America, and that really just hurts me. Although I don't think it's from COVID, a lot of people are dying from the vaccine, because we're seeing among physicians and my friends, we're seeing a lot of people that are getting cancers, autoimmune diseases. People are dropping dead from, you know.
By the way, let me just back you up, because anybody can type in cancer rates record level. They say they don't know why. U.S. life expectancy drops for the first time ever. The insurance actuaries show at least 17 million killed by the shot, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of people are, and these things are happening, and then if I don't even understand why doctors are saying they don't know. If a doctor just has a little bit of sense or want to look, they should be able to ask, what happened in the past few years that is bringing on all this? In 2020, I said COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine, and the vaccine is a Trojan horse for depopulation and human 2.0. And we have not stopped saying that, and we have been vindicated over and over and over, just seeing what is happening to our people. Young children right now, 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds, getting strokes and high blood pressures and getting strokes, getting, autoimmune disease is just unprecedented. I practiced as a pediatrician for years before I started.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're just screaming from the rooftop. Yes, be healthy, try and build your immunity and everything, but turn to God, because we are fighting evil. It's coming at all directions. But the bottom line, it is the same battle. The devil wants to take over humanity.
And by the way, I agree. I haven't even gotten to this because there's so much of it. There's all these new TV shows, movies for kids, comic books, programs, school programs teaching Satanism is good. Satan is coming out in the open. This is not a game. This is not a joke. So shifting gears, I want to get drill into this. What do you make of mainline news admitting the COVID shot is full of DNA and is destroying your immune system and killing you? And then so many medical doctors, you know, you were one of the first, but now you're not as lonely. There are a lot of good people around the world that really get this now. And we see the Davos Group admitting they're in trouble. We see them hitting the panic button. I mean, I'm really proud of people, quite frankly.
You know, Alex, even there's something, remember Tyzak, the CEO of Moderna, when he came out early in 2020, and he said it, that the COVID vaccine was hacking the software of life and introducing a code. We remember Klaus Schwab, the German crazy demon, came out and said that in the fourth industrial revolution, it is not what you do that will change. It will be you take gene editing. They have been saying this. You hear people like Yuval Noah says that that they have hacked the software of life and that humans are hackable animals. And COVID was a time when we all accepted surveillance. So the bottom line, since we've been screaming since 2020, COVID is a Trojan horse for the vaccine. The vaccine is a Trojan horse for transhumanism. And they said it. If you started in 2020, the vaccine, COVID is going to kill everybody. COVID is going to kill everybody. Then the vaccine is going to make everybody healthy and perfect. You listen to people like, what's this lady in NBC that said that, oh, if you take the vaccine, it stops COVID right there. And then, of course, it didn't stop COVID. And then they just keep moving the goalposts from 100% effective to 90% effective to 80% effective to 40% effective. And then it doesn't work. Go and get boosters. And they are still trying to push people to get boosters. So every now they're like, oh, there's a new COVID strain. Go get a booster. They are trying to get a vaccination into everybody so that they can push this.
But you notice it's satanic. It's biblical. The devil wants you to take the apple. He wants you out of your own will to let him slowly kill you.
Mm-hmm. If you read in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18, it talks about a time when everybody will be digitalized, else you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't take the mark of the beast. It's going to be a digital mark. And they are putting it together right now. You know about CBDCs. They are putting it together right now where you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't have a digital ID. They have about over 100 nations right now already far gone in their digital ID. And so they want to make sure that by 2025, everybody has their CBDC. They're ready. And then they're going to crash the economy. They're going to do some crazy stuff and make us and try to push people to take this stuff. Right as we're speaking, this week it just came out. In my country of birth, Cameroon, they want to give the malaria vaccine. They are now pushing everything about malaria vaccine. In Nigeria, recently, they were trying to push the HPV vaccine. And they are all mRNA. In Kenya, they want to chip babies. And the Kenyan president is coming out straight up and saying that, oh, no, everybody has to take a digital ID. So this stuff is going on in every nation.
They've made their move. People who don't know, they admit the old vaccines had big problems and were contaminated. They are just now pushing everything with no testing. You know, they've secretly tested it and know exactly what it's going to do. The good news about Africa, this is one of the positive things with all the bad things in Africa. Africa has the lowest uptake of this. Africans have already been through this. They know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, during COVID, people kind of like, the Africans really dealt with the WHO and their craziness. But right right now, they are trying. They're trying to throw everything because Africa did not take the vaccine. Why? Alex.
Her Skype. Hold on, Doc. Let's take the numbers. The average for all of Africa was 6% uptake. The average in the West was 75. So, yeah, I'm saying Africa has already been under the attack. Bill Gates got caught with sterilants of the vaccines, giving little kids polio. AP Reuters, if you're a new viewer, folks, it's not a joke. Majority of polio caused by the shot. So the good news is, and it's sad it happened, but Africa's already been attacked before we were. It shows, just like we only have 3% of people now in the West taking the new shots because they learned what happened. Africans learned the same thing because they were hit first. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, you see, COVID did not hit Africa. Why? Because especially in sub-Saharan Africa, if you get a fever, you go over the counter and you get hydroxychloroquine, camoquine, flavoquine. So COVID did not really hit Africa like that because they have all these anti-malarias over the counter that also treats COVID. Now, because of that, they are trying other ways to bring the shot. But Africans are awake right now. If they come to a school right now and they decree that they're
By the way, I'm interrupting because you're right. I talked to Rodney Howard Brown, who probably has more missions in Africa than anybody. He just did like a 12-nation trip. He said the Africans were already the most awake. He said they're totally awake now, including the presidents and leaders. They know exactly what's going on. That's got to panic the globalists.
They will jump through the window. Children will practically jump through the window and run away from vaccination. You know, so it's happening everywhere right now. If each time they say vaccination is coming, the churches start announcing it, everybody starts screaming about it, and parents run away. People will not bring their kids to school just because of the vaccination thing. So they are trying their best. When they will not succeed, like I said, they will find another way to bring another pandemic, and that is why they are putting together this whole disease X thing, because they want to get ready for the next pandemic that will drive us into our homes and get more stupid people that are not awake. Let me not call them stupid. Let me call them weak-minded, that are not awake to go and take the next
mRNA. You're totally right that the UN is now, you were on like a year ago and you said the UN is going to push a new lockdown. They've been trying it.
Mm-hmm. Alex, they're doing something crazy right now in the past 2 years. You always hear they will start that, okay, maybe it's monkeypox, then it's bird flu or Zika or something. And then when they do that and they realize that whatever is not getting the people worked up, then they will throw out another crazy, they'll throw out another variant of COVID because they realize that human beings, somehow people's minds are just scared of COVID. Like in China, they are trying right now, they say there's a new COVID strain that they are trying in mice that has 100% mortality. You know what I'm saying? So they just believe that since COVID is what scares everybody, when they try this, and it doesn't work, they'll bring back COVID. But we're hearing, I sent you an article about Marburg. The government has a whole thing about, you know, putting Marburg, there's an emergency, this thing of Marburg. And then there's a lab in Texas that's already testing, is in phase 2 trials for a Marburg vaccine. Marburg is a hemorrhagic fever. For anybody to think about throwing out Marburg is crazy. But I tell people, do not be scared of Marburg. Do not be scared of Ebola. Let me ask you something, Alex. As many times as we've heard Ebola come into cities and devastated it, how many times has Ebola really truly spread and become like a pandemic?
Never.
It doesn't. Because Ebola, let me explain to you why Ebola is hard to, it's hard to use Ebola and Marburg as a pandemic. Because one, before you are infected, you know, like, before you can infect somebody...
Hold on, doctor. Stay there. Explain this. So it's pure fear-mongering. How do we counter it? Garcelle Emanuel is on fire right now. But regardless, they've done a bunch of stuff. People that have taken the shots have become incubators and spreaders for all this. So we'll also talk about the tools God gave us to just be healthy and have good immune systems as well with the amazing Dr. Garcelle Emanuel, who, again, has been almost 4 years fighting this dead on, proven right. Just amazing. There's only a few people that were the original fighters, and she's one of them. Stay with us. Dr. Staniel, Dr. StellaMD.com. Dr. StellaMD.com. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional...
They put that out 15 years ago, and the big networks do get together and do have those meetings. They're throwing it in your face. Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of the first doctors to come out of the tyranny almost 4 years ago, is our guest. And she didn't come on today just because she's a sponsor and has some of the best products out there. I'm actually envious and jealous because ours are great, but she's got an even wider array. She's a great sponsor of our show, and she has got stuff for your health, your life, your immune system, everything. So you didn't even know I was going to go to this, but let's talk about, before we get back in the news, how we boost our immune systems, how we get healthy, and what the products are. People can go to drstellamd.com and stock up on, to not just be victims of all this insanity and people taking the shots that are incubators, you know, for everything that's going on. drstellamd.com. And when you go there and, you know, obviously purchase the products, then she is a sponsor of this show as well. So Dr. Stella, tell us about some of these great products.
Yeah, we've put together a lot of things to be used to build your immunity. When we started hearing about Marburg and Ebola, whatever, we put something called Viral Immune Plus. Okay, Marburg and Ebola, they have like the glycoprotein coat of the virus that can be disrupted by lipases and peptides. So we basically put like proteases and peptides that can break that outer coat and kind of reduce the infectivity. So I tell people that get Viral Immune Plus. It also has Echinacea, ECGC, and everything that will build your immunity regularly. But Alex, let me say this about Marburg and Ebola, and to tell people to know it's a very deadly disease, but please, they have never succeeded to make Ebola a pandemic. The reason is, number one, when you get Ebola or Marburg, you are sick before you are infected. Number two, it is not something that is spread by droplets when you cough or something. You have to actually touch the person and touch the blood fluids. And nobody's going to be touching somebody that has like a bloody diarrhea or something. So people that have Marburg Ebola are very sick when they transmit it. So any virus that gets its host very sick before it can transmit usually cannot become a pandemic. So I don't want people to be scared of Marburg and Ebola, except of course they weaponize it, which is something they can do. But you can build your immunity with Viral Immune Plus. It's on our website. We put that together 2 years ago. How did we get it? We went on NIH. They did a study about peptides and proteases and how they can help with Marburg and Ebola. And that's the same thing we did with monkeypox when we put pox defense. We got Sarracenia purpura. It was an old Indian remedy that they used for smallpox. But the best product, or the most important product, like what late Dr. Zelenko was saying, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Most RNA viruses can actually be denatured by zinc or stops the replication by zinc. But zinc cannot enter into the cell directly. So you need an iron or for you need something that will open the zinc channels. That is why you use quercetin, that's one of the ways hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. It's opening zinc channels.
All right, well, we just lost that feed with her. We're going to try to get her back on, but she's just got great products. She's a great lady, Dr. Stella, MD.com. And you know, we're going to get her in studio next week, so... Because there's no way to cover all this now. There's just too much. I've got three stacks here. We're good. We'll talk to her next week. All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a break now, and we're going to come back after that, and I'm going to hit a lot of news and a lot of information here for you today. But I thought that we would first get to a couple of these really, really important clips. They're extremely illustrative for everybody. And That is this key report dealing with the entire globalist operation and how they're trying to start nuclear war with Russia. And I've got a stack of news on that front right here. And so we're going to go ahead and go to a report on this. Victoria Nuland's plan to destroy a nuclear power plant and blame Russia. It's a Greg Reese report. It's also at Man Up Video. I'm going to come back and hit the news that deals with those subjects. Here it is.
This report is based on a recent thread by Kim.com that I believe is important for people to be aware of. Last June, puppet President Volodymyr Zelensky warned the public that Russia was planning to attack the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. There is now talk in Kiev that the real president of Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, has become so desperate for NATO troops to enter Ukraine and continue this U.S. proxy war against Russia that she is willing to murder innocent locals with a radioactive cloud and blame it on Russian forces. And if you know about Victoria Nuland and the government she works for, then this is absolutely a possibility. Independent journalist Gonzalo Lira, who was arrested and left to die in his jail cell by Nuland's forces, did an excellent job describing Victoria Nuland and the United States agenda in Ukraine. I highly recommend watching the entire thing. But here is my short edit.
Victoria Nuland is carrying out a policy which is very, very, very simple. The American goal, foreign policy goal, is to have a weak and preferably divided Russia, a Russia like the good old days in the 90s. Because in the 90s, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, the United States was able to enter Russia and exploit it to a degree that is unprecedented. Ukraine, since 1991, the collapse of the Soviet Union, has been a cesspool of Western corruption. Oligarchs were not only allowed to rise, but were in fact encouraged to rise by the Western powers, in particular the United States, because the United States figured that by way of these oligarchs, these countries could be controlled. If Russia was corrupt, if Ukraine was corrupt, it would be easy for Western interests to go into these countries and steal. When Putin arose, the people in the West thought, oh, he's one of our guys. But what they discovered, to their dismay, was that when Putin took power in roughly 1999, he cut a deal with his oligarchs. You stay out of politics, and I'll stay out of your grift. But what happened was that slowly over the years, Putin started edging out the oligarchs. And even as he put in his own oligarchs, he started making those oligarchs smaller and weaker, which is what he's been doing for the past 23 years. Had Putin not existed in Russia, Russia would be what Ukraine is today. Americans started realizing this in the late 2000s, early 2010s. They started realizing that Putin was subtly resisting them, resisting their attempts to turn Russia into a whore. These Ukrainian extremists, they hate ethnic Russians. And that fits very neatly with Nuland. Because Nuland, throughout her career, she has always allied herself with groups that were extremely antagonistic towards Russians. She's always allied herself with people who hate Russians. When the Maidan Revolution...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Please welcome Yuval Noah Harari.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition?
In a matter of seconds, the chip is inserted. Transformation is complete.
When scanned, all of a person's information about their vaccination status is shown on a reader or phone.
Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction.
We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. Humans are now hackable animals.
You will own nothing, and you will be happy.
I think that fake news have been with us for thousands of years. Just think of the Bible. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
In the office of the President of the United States, we present an address by Dwight D. Eisenhower.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite.
And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that.
If you have enough data on a person, especially biometric data, and if you have enough computing power, you can understand that person better than the person understand himself or herself. And then you can control this person, manipulate them, and make decisions for them.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
People will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net.
With AI taking over many of the unskilled and possibly some of the skilled activities, then there will be people for whom there is, seems to be society. It won't have much use for these people.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process.
I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online.
Individual carbon footprint tracker.
Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
That's a hostile corporate takeover of your body. And a digital surveillance censorship dictatorship.
President Eisenhower tried to warn us about this years ago. The hostile takeover of a scientific,
technological elite.
They provide much more powerful intelligence for decision making.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? You will rule on that.
The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Now that we've cracked the code of life, it will not take much longer before we can start to play God.
The new powers that we are gaining now, especially the powers of biotechnology and artificial intelligence, are really going to transform us into gods.
It's a total, complete AI takeover of every facet of human life, like Harari and others have been saying.
Given all the technological developments, it might be feasible, even easy, to support people, even if they don't work, to give them a universal basic income, to give them enough food, enough medicine, and so forth.
The big question is meaning. What will they do all day? And one of the answers is that they will just play computer games all day, virtual reality games. They will spend more and more time playing virtual reality games that will give them much more excitement and emotional engagement than anything in the real world outside.
But what I see is a huge disruption that is before we get to the world that Yuval envisaged in his description of the future. There's going to be a complete destabilization of the human condition and of human societies. This is not going to happen quietly.
It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. I've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And then the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset here. Are you feeling okay? Well, then we're about to have nuclear war. I mean, we're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I like living, right? Like, I like my children right now. People are always telling me that. Hundreds of millions right now. Well, you never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses, starving to death, begging for God to help them.
And no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it.
But God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what has seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.